This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A crowd of around 3,000 people packed Sydney's Taylor Square over the weekend to show their opposition to state exemptions for religious groups from anti-discrimination laws and the Morrison government's plans for federal religious freedom legislation. Protesters heard from speakers including New South Wales Greens MP Jenny Leung, Gosford Anglican priest Father Rod Bauer, non-gendered person and trans activist Norrie, and a student from a religious high school at risk of expulsion. Father Rod told the crowd that those pushing for the right to discriminate and so-called religious freedom laws did not represent the views of the majority of Christians in Australia. Prominent LGBTIQ Australians have signed on to support the Stop Deportations to Danger campaign after Qantas shareholders voted for the airline to continue transporting asylum seekers against their will at their AGM last year. The Stop Deportations to Danger campaign is modelled on a similar campaign in Britain, where the group United Kingdom Lesbians and Gays Support the Migrants successfully convinced Virgin Atlantic to end all involvement in involuntary deportations in 2018. High-profile Australians, including Judith Lucy, Professor Gillian Triggs, and Margaret Pomeranz have already endorsed the main campaign, and now an LGBTIQ contingent is being built. Booksellers Angus and Robertson have issued an apology after it was reported they were allowing the sale of books promoting conversion therapy. Tony Nash, the CEO of Angus and Robertson's parent company Booktopia, said there would be an immediate stocktake to identify titles promoting the widely discredited and harmful practice of conversion therapy, also known as sexual orientation change efforts. The move comes after a change.org petition last month helped pressure Amazon to remove conversion therapy titles from sale in the US. The ALP has elected its first openly lesbian woman as the secretary of the youth wing of the party in New South Wales. New South Wales Young Labour announced that Caitlin Rudenries had been elected as New South Wales Young Labour secretary earlier this week. Rudenries says her lived experiences of growing up and coming out in a regional area have led her to want to advocate for greater regional representation and more recognition for young LGBTIQ people in the Labour Party and Australian politics in general. It has been revealed that Aquaman is a gay man in a same-sex relationship in the latest incarnation of the character in the animated series Young Justice Outsiders. Cal Durham, formerly known as Aqualad, took over the mantle of Aquaman from the original Aquaman and is the son of Aquaman nemesis Black Manta. In the latest episode of Young Justice Outsiders, Cal Durham exchanges a passionate kiss with another Atlantean, Wind, who works for King Oren, revealing his sexuality. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
The Swiss Supreme Court has blocked Caster Semenya from defending her 800-metre title at the World Championships. The court reinstated the IAAF's discriminatory hormone policy, which forbids Semenya from competing without hormone therapy to reduce her testosterone levels. Semenya regrets she won't be able to compete this summer, but didn't give any indication she's quitting, saying she'll continue to fight for the human rights of all female athletes involved. Disgraced rugby player Israel Folau is suing Rugby Australia over his unfair dismissal claim. RA terminated Folau's contract for a high-level breach after he posted homophobic comments on social media. But now that his appeal with the Fair Work Commission has failed, a hearing is set in Federal Circuit Court for August. It comes as reports emerge that Folau's cousin Josiah Folau left his position at St Gregory's College in Campbelltown after describing the Catholic Church as the synagogue of Satan. Folau announced the upcoming case on his website and thanked everyone for their prayers and support. And finally, tennis players Alison van Oijtbank and Greet Minnen have shared a kiss after their first WTA singles match against each other as a couple. The pair became the first out lesbian couple to play doubles at Wimbledon this year and after 3 years together finally played a match in the first round of the Karlsruhe Open in Germany, which van Oijtbank won in three sets. A clip of the long embrace and kiss at the net went viral on Twitter with both players retweeting it and fans saying the picture was worth 1,000 words.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.